Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
There will be many tests and there's going to be many trials, but I thank God that He knew all of this and He has equipped us to be overcomers and to be the one who gets the victory.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with Bible teacher and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We also invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Joe.
Speak the Word.
I would like to say, and I'm well aware of this, that I do a lot of teaching and speaking about speaking God's Word. I realize I do an awful lot of teaching about that. But saints, everywhere I look in His Word, He is telling me how important it is for you and for me to agree with His Word. I believe that God's Word is the greatest treasure that we will ever find. And when we get a revelation of the power that's in God's Word, we're going to be able to take hold of all the things that God wants for us. Are you hearing me? Amen. You know, He said that He has created us into His image and into His likeness. And Genesis 1:27 in the New Living Translation, it reads that, "So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them." And He says that we are to imitate Him. According to Ephesians 5:1, He says, "Be ye imitators of God." Saints, one of the ways that He created us in His image is by giving us the ability to speak. Animals can't speak. You can train them to say a word or two, but they really can't speak. But God has given us the ability to speak, and this is one of the most important ways that He has created us into His image. We all know that God used His mouth to speak everything into existence. In Hebrews 11:3, it says that by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. He tells us in Psalms 33:6, He says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth." And He says in Psalms 33:9, He says, "For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Hallelujah. Yeah. And He says in Ephesians 6:17, He says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Note that the Greek word for word here is rhema, which means the spoken word. In other words, God's word is like a sword coming out of your mouth, saints. The Lord has revealed to me that that is exactly how we're going to get things from the supernatural into the natural. Are you hearing me? I know that there's a lot of negative stuff being taught and prophesied in the world today, for I've heard it myself. I listen to it on the TV through the pastors and also in the secular world. But I truly believe that God wants us, His children, to focus on the things above and not on the things that are going on in this world today. The Lord has been talking to me a lot lately concerning angels and about His protection in heaven and about the kingdom and the importance of not being afraid of all the things that are going on in the world today. So I'd like to talk to you about hidden treasures and about the mysteries of the kingdom. Saints, suppose, I just want you to think about this for a minute. Suppose someone told you that a treasure had been hidden under your seat. What would you do and how would you react? I wonder what your response would be if I said, "Hey, before I came in, I hid a treasure up under your seat." You know? But I didn't. I would imagine that most of you would jump up out of your seats and begin to look under your seats or any of the empty seats that were around you. And you would not stop until you found that hidden treasure. Jesus says in Matthew 13:44, that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field, and in his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field. And He says in verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. And when he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and he bought it. You know, Jesus gave many more parables on the kingdom of heaven. And after Jesus had finished giving all the ways that the kingdom of heaven was like, he added in verse 52, in the God Word translation, it says, "So Jesus said to them, 'That's why every student of the scriptures who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner,' he said. 'He brings new and old things out of his treasure chest.'" One translation says, "Every teacher of the word." Saints, my prayer is that I'll be able to share with you both some old and some new. And as I teach on God's Word, I pray that you will receive new revelation to go with what you've already been taught.
Speak the Word.
You're listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We will return to today's message in just a moment. Prayer is the most powerful tool we have to deal with anything life throws at us. And we are not alone in prayer. If you need prayer, please contact Pastor Joe today. Call toll-free at 855-505-2297 or send an email to speakthewordministry@cox.net. Finally, you can visit online at speakthewordministries.net. There you can submit prayer requests, read suggested prayers for common life situations, and listen to past broadcasts. Romans 8 reminds us, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. At Speak the Word Ministries, we cannot do God's work alone, and we humbly ask for you to keep us in your prayers as well. And now, let's return to today's message from Pastor Joe on Speak the Word.
Saints, we cannot do anything without revelation. Revelation is the birthing chamber of the unseen. Things which have not been created. The kingdom of God is the realm of power and authority, and you have been given citizenship. He tells you in Ephesians 2:9 in the Voice translation, he says, "You are no longer called outcasts and wanderers, but citizens with God's people, members of God's holy family, and residents in his household." In other words, you are a resident in God's holy family, and you are a citizen in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He tells you in John 15:15 in the NIV, he says, "I no longer call you servants." He says, because a servant does not know his master's business. He said, but instead, he says, "I call you friends." He says, "For everything that I have learned from my Father," he says, "I have made known to you." Praise the Lord. And he has. He has, through the Word of God, he has made known everything to us that God made known to him. And saints, as a son or a daughter of God with the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you have the ability to tap into the secret wisdom and to the knowledge of the kingdom to find your treasure. Because that's where your treasure is. Your treasure is hidden in the Word of God. And listen, I want you to listen now. A treasure does not necessarily mean monetary things. Treasure is anything that you find valuable. It could be having great health, enjoying good health, a happy marriage, or it could be the reconciliation of your marriage. It could be a successful job. It could be to have a stable family. All of these things are considered treasures. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary thing. As part of the church, the hidden things God knows that you don't know are supposed to be revealed to you. God tells you in Luke 18 that it has been granted you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables. As a matter of fact, it says in Amos 3:7, he said, "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, to prophets." And I'll go back up to where he's talking about the mysteries of the kingdom. There's a lot of times when I'm praying and I'm not sure sometimes what to pray or what to say. And I'll say, "Well, Lord, you said." You know, I'm always saying, "God, you said." because in Isaiah he said to put him in remembrance of his word, you know, and said to do this so that he can plead our case with us. And I say, well, Lord, you said that it's been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So I'm asking you to reveal to me what I need to know in this situation. And he'll give you the wisdom and the knowledge that you need in that particular situation. And that's actually is going to come out to be your hidden treasure once you find the answer to what it is you're looking for.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
With that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast with Bible teacher Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. But first, if you'd like to invite Pastor Joe to speak at your church or conference, you can contact us at Speak the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Our telephone number is 855-505-2297. If you'd like to email Pastor Joe, her email address is speakthewordministry@cox.net. That's speakthewordministry@cox.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you, and I give you all the praise, and I give you all the glory. I thank you for this word that you helped me deliver. I thank you for every inspired word. I thank you, Lord, for all the sheep that's being fed, the soldiers that are being raised up. I thank you, Lord, that they know, and I think they knew that, but even before I got here, I believe they knew that your word was their treasure. But I pray, Lord, that they got a little more revelation, a little bit more insight in just how much that word is a treasure to them and just how important it is for them not to rely on themselves, Father, but to rely on you to lead them and to guide them in the way that they should go. And Father, again, I just thank you for each and every one of them and just pray your blessings upon all of them. In Jesus' name, we just glorify your name. We just glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Your donations are vital to enable us to continue bringing you this program each day on this station. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God. Against the Word.